Shalom Avraach Bez Hashem, continuing Simon Chafei Sif Yod Shir number 57. What happens if a person speaks, but he's speaking with Tzarech Tefillin for the purpose of the Tefillin? Does he have to make him the Bracha? Mechaber says, Im Sochu Tzarech Tefillin, Einoi Chayizim Avarech, you do not go back and make him the Bracha. Vim Shama Kaddish, Ekedusha, Bein Tefilo, Shal Yad, Tefilo, Shal Roish, Lo Yasek, La'anoi Simahim, Elo Shoyzeg, Veshemeya, Mechavein, L'may Shayimim. Furthermore, if a person hears Kaddish or Kedusha in the middle of putting on his tefillin, he already put on tefillin shal yad, he's about to put on tefillin shal roish, he should not answer with the tzibur, he should not say anything. Rather, lo yafsik, la'an lo yisimayim, el lo shayisek, he should just be quiet, with shemei, hear how the tzibur is answering, mechavim ma'ashomrim, and have kavana to what they're saying. Says the Mishra Sif Katan Lam and Gimel. First, we discuss if a person spoke letzayrich the mitzvah of tefillin imsach va'afilu imsach bein birchas lahaniach or bein hanach as tefillin shal yad gam kein dinach. Even if he spoke in between putting on, made the bracha, and then before he put on the tefillin shal yad, he was mavzik. He spoke. Still, the halacha is einu chayizim avarich. He does not go back and make a new bracha because he spoke for the tzayrich of tefillin. Whatever the example might be, I once had a situation. Person was showing me how he put on the tefillin shel yad and he ripped the ritzua. He couldn't continue. He needed a new kesher shel yad. So let's say the person is talking and saying, "I don't have a kesher anymore. I don't have a loop to put on my tefillin shel yad." Whatever the example might be of speaking letzayrich tefillin. However, the Mishra says in Sifkot Lamed Dalet, it is also to speak and do anything until after he puts on Tefillin Shel Roish. Afilu b'dvarim she'en l'tzarech tefillin, even if he's speaking l'tzarech tefillin. So this whole speaking l'tzarech tefillin is only b'dievet because l'chadchila should not be doing anything of the sort. Im lo yehechu she'yav shor b'nin acher, unless it's impossible, and he needs to speak specifically for the tzayuch of the tefillin. Ach b'chol amayin she'enem avarich na'efshe de'yesh lo'halki l'chadchila b'dvarim she'enem l'tzayuch tefillin. It could be that in chol amayin, when we generally have the minhag of not making a bracha, when I say generally because yekis do have the minhag of making a bracha even in chol amayin, but the Mishra is not referring to that. So in chol amayin, when we don't have we don't make a bracha, and there's a need to speak l'tzayuch tefillin, then he's saying l'chadchilo could be that you could be lenient if it's the tzarech tefillin to even speak. Siv kot lamed hey, what happens if you middle put on the tefillin and you hear kaddish kedusha lo yafsek? Don't interrupt, don't stop, don't answer. Va'afilu lanu yisamein al brachas ugufa. Don't answer amen. Don't do anything. Kegoyin lanu yisamein al brachas tefillin shemavarech acher. Let's say you hear your friend putting on tefillin because you're putting on tefillin in the morning, and so is he. And you already put on your shal yad. You cannot answer amen for his bracha. It's also, im lo unless shechaverim mechavim loitziya bebracha zu, unless your friend is having kavana to be mitzi you with the bracha. In other words, let's say you have laryngitis, you can't make a bracha for whatever reason. The case is he's making the bracha and having you in mind, so then you can answer amen. La noisi mahem. You should not answer with them. The impasak v'ana amein hishmi rabba oy kedusha oy baruch oy she'ana amein al eze bracha she'shama. What happens if a person did answer amein hishmi rabba or did answer amein or kedusha after he put in shal yad and was not supposed to before he put on the shal roish? Chayzer mavarech, he goes back and he makes a new bracha because he was mafsek, he interrupted. V'cholamoid oy ameniach tefillin b'derabeinu tam k'yoytzei and v'cholamoid or a person put on tefillin b'derabeinu tam. Sheminich b'li bracha, when he puts in a tefillin without a bracha, yesh lahakiu lahafsik la'anias amein yesh mirabo kedusha baruch of amein. Then there is room to be lenient for a person to answer amein yesh mirabo or kedusha or baruchu and amein because it's not making the bracha in the first place. Ach achakach yoziz hashal yad mimekoy mishu yaniach hashal roish, but after he answers amein, he should move the shal yad from its place and put it back in the right location. Then she'aniach ha'shal roish kedei she'yeh havayo achas l'shnehen. And then what he's going to do is put on the shal roish and it's as if he's putting on Shel Yad now anew because it was in the wrong place, because he moved it around a little, and then he's putting on the Shel Rosh, so it's continuation, which we want to have. That's an important point over here, to have a continuation between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. So what should a person do if he didn't time himself properly, and they're saying Kaddish or Kiddush or Baruch Hu? He should be silent, and the silence and the listening to the main Yeshirab is as if he has answered to it as well. But it's not considered to be a hefsek. It's not a hafsaka. We continue with Sif Yud Aleph, and we're discussing here, after you put on the tefillin shel yad, and now you make the krichus, you make the wrappings around your arm. After you tied the tefillin shel yad on your arm, so the Mechaber says, not like what we do, the Mechaber says what you should do is, you tied the tefillin shel yad on your arm, don't make the wrappings around your forearm, but rather put on your tefillin shel rosh. The Mechaber brings an opinion that says that it's forbidden. It's also lohitzi tefillah shel rosh. It's forbidden to take out your tefillah shel rosh from the bag until you have the shel yad properly resting on your arm. Hagah. Even if both the tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel rosh are in front of you outside of the bag, lo yisakein leftayach at tefillah shel rosh. Don't start preparing the tefillin shel rosh until after you first place the tefillin shel yad on your arm. There is an opinion that says you should put on the tefillin shel yad miyushov, sitting down, and the shel rosh you should put on standing up. The Ramah concludes that by Minag Ashkenaz is to put both the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, put them on standing up. We come back to the previous page in Sif Kotlan Amid Ches, when Mechaber told us an opinion that says that after you tie the Kesher Shel Yad on your arm, don't make the Krichas, seven Krichas around your arm, your forearm, but rather put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Hatam, the reason is, Kevin Shebeches Loniach, Chayzer is Gam Al Shel Rosh, since the Brach Loniach also goes on the Shel Rosh, which means that before we make the bracha lohaniach tefillin, we should have in mind this bracha is not only going on the tefillin shel yad, this bracha is going on the tefillin shel yad as well as the tefillin shel rosh. This is something you should have in mind every single morning when you put on the, before you put in your tefillin. So therefore, because shekain la mechaber le'el in sifhei, even more is according to the mechaber earlier in sifhei, the sevir le the einu mavarech ela achas, you only make one bracha lohaniach tefillin. Alkein, therefore, yemayit hahefsek b'chol mash yuchel. You should lessen the interruption as much as possible. Meaning what? Meaning that you should try to put in the shel rosh as soon as possible. Therefore, the krichis around the forearm, the Mishnah Berurah explained the Mechaber to me now, are not necessary so much. Put it on that. Wrap your the krichis afterwards, after you put in the shel rosh. Va'krichis tov v'azroya eina mi'ikir adin. It's not mi'ikir adin. Alkein, toiv la'achar oisa. Therefore, it's appropriate to first put on the shel rosh, then go back, and then put on the wrap your arm, your forearm with the krichas, the seven wrappings. That's the understanding of the Mechaber. However, with sefer kavonas arizal, kosur shohiyenoi luchrech hashiva krichas of yizroyoi tchilo. They bring from the arizal that the arizal would wrap his arm seven times with the krichas, with the ritzuas, then put on the tefillin shel rosh. Aval loy hagimol krichas shal etzbam, not the three krichas around the fingers. Mipnei shehu soivik kevin to lechatchila gamma krichas u mitzvah lefichach ein zehefsek. What's the understanding for that Arizal? The Arizal's understanding is that the krichas, the ritzuas around your arm, are also a chelik of the mitzvah. Since it's a chelik of the mitzvah, it's not a hefsek. V'chein ha-minig b'chol mokim, that is the general minig in the world, that when the person puts on the tefillin shel yad, he also continues to make the seven krichos around his arm, then he puts on the tefillin shel rosh, and then he comes back and makes the three krichos around his fingers. So So the Mishmur brings here from the Mishkanes Yaakov that says that that is the current, that is the correct minhag of putting the krichos around the arm. His reason is because without the krichos around the arm, it's not going to rest well, stay on your arm in a strong fashion, and then you don't have inamikayim the kshira, the tying of the tefillin shel yad on your arm. You hear Kaddish, you hear Kiddusha after you made the bracha on the Tefillin Shel Yad. And you realize your timing is that if you do all of the seven krichos around your arm, then you won't be able to answer Amen Hashmir Abba, you won't be able to respond to Kiddusha. You're going to miss it by the time you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. What should you do? Yenich shel roish koidim akriches. Put on the shel roish before all of the seven kriches. Im yochol lahadek b'mikza sheloi yom yishat filo shel yad mimikoymai. Just as long as you properly put on the tefillin shel yad on your arm, then maybe you could do, let's say, a couple of kriches, one or two of them around your arm. Then you put on your shel roish, answer amen yehesh miraba, answer kedusha properly, and then finish with the krichos. Sif Kotin Lamites. The Mechaber told us, V'yesh mishoy mishoasa lohoitzi tfilo shel roish, mehatik ad shetei tfilo shel yad menachas. There are those that say it's forbidden to take out your tfilo shel roish from the bag until your tfilo shel yad is properly on your arm. Hainu, afilo im yerzo lohoitzi hashel roish v'hashel yad shneem b'shove minatik. Even if you want to take out the shel roish and the shel yad together from the bag, the bezei maver la mitzvahs, and you won't be over the isa derais, as we learned, of passing over a mitzvah because you're taking out both the shel roish and the shel yad simultaneously. Afilo ach yeshla yizoy. Still be careful not to do this. Why? You should still not take out both at the same time. Ki yesh bezei tam al pi hakabbalah. Al pi kabbalah. Shouldn't do this. Take out both at the same time. Kima shekasa be seisif. Even more so, Medina is also, you have to be very careful not to take out the shel yad, put it down, and then go back to take out the shel roish, because now you're mavrel mitzvah, which is an issur d'oraisa. Siv katan mem. Don't take out the tefillin shel roish until the tefillin shel yad are resting properly on your arm. Should be on your tightly on your arm. Then the smutter is even permissible even before you make the shiva krichas, the seven wrappings on your arm. Interesting scenario. We don't usually find people doing this, but let's say your friend sees you're putting on your shel yad. He wants to help you out. He wants to take out your shel roish for you and take it out of the bag, take it out of the box, and it'll be ready as soon as you finish your shel yad. So to this, the Prima Godim is macha. No, you still shouldn't do that. Arta Zachayim is lenient. Sif Kotin Mem Aleph. The Ramah then said, V'af im shneim lefan of chutzatik, even if both of them are front, even in the bag, lo yisakin leftoich at tefillah shel roish ad acha anocha shel yad. You shouldn't start dealing with the tefillin shel roish, you're sucking the liftoyach at tefillin shel roish until you have the shel yad on your arm. Siv kot mem aleph at zolaymar, afilu im be'ez tikun shel roish. Liyaniach ha shel yad gam kim yodai. Let's say you take out your shel yad, you're holding your shel yad, and you're also taking the shel roish, and you're not putting the shel yad down. That is still incorrect. Afilu achi kishemaniach achakach ha shel roish, lohaniach ha shel yad, havi kimavir al hamitzvahs. When you're putting down the shel roish, by the way, the word here is maniach with a patach, right? As we said earlier, be careful not to say lehaniach when you put on your tefillin with the bracha, and that's what the word means here. It means to remove, to put it away. Geshemaniach achakachas shel roish, when you're leaving, when you're putting the shel roish aside, lehaniach, the plus place to put on the shel yad on your arm, havi kimavir al hamitzvahs. Now you're mavir on the mitzvah of the shel roish. So that's still a problem. Don't take them both at the same time. Then the Sifkot and Membeis, he says over here that you should put both of them on, the shel yad and the shel roish, standing up. Ayn b'magin Avram shereitz la'achiria the hanocha shel yad tiyem yushav abrocha tiyem b'amida, that the hanocha shel yad should be sitting down, and the bracha, in other words, you put it on sitting down, and the bracha should be b'amida. That's the magin Avram. It sounds like a little like kiddush, or some have the minig of Friday night, little Shabbos, to make the first part of the bracha, the first part of kiddush, standing up, and you made give the testimony edus, and then sit down for the rest. Sounds similar type of concept. Avol be'el yiraba b'shem marshal b'shuva simin sadiches kosav demi lanu godol mirabeinu shimshin mikinoi. Achas shlomo kabbalah he mispel kitin ben yomei. After you learn kabbalah, he daven like a little child. Demi shelo yachol lahasig soid lanochin yovel lekatzis ben tias. A person doesn't understand kabbalah properly, he's going to make a mistake. Katzis ben tias is do wrong things. Al kein ya brocha v'anoch b'amida. Bottom line is he says no. The bracha and the hanocha, the making of the bracha and the placing of the tefillin should both be done standing up. We don't understand, he says here, the other approach, and therefore we do it both standing up. That even according to the zayir, you can put on the tefillin shel yad standing up. You should not deviate from the minig. Now we have a very sizdik discussion over here. What happens if you have machlokes between Gemara and Kabbalah? How do you paskin? You paskin like the Gemara, the Torah Hanister, Torah Hanigla rather, the open, revealed Torah, or Torah Hanigla, Torah Hanister, Torah Nigla, the Nister, the hidden, or the Nigla, the open. Cause of Knesset Gdoila, the Kloli HaPoiskin. Kol Dover Shabbalei Kabbalah V'Azoyah Cholkin LaGemara. In my Gemara. You have a machlokes between Kabbalah, the Zoyar, and the Zoyar against the Paiskim. So we just had like Boimer. So what do you do? Halachacha Gemara v'Paiskim. You paskin like the Gemara and the Paiskim. If machlokes you have between the Zayar and Kabbalah and the Gemara and the Paiskim, you paskin like the Gemara and the Paiskim. Miu, in Bale Kabbalah Mechmirin, if the Bale Kabbalah are being strict, Yesh lahachmir gamkein. One should also be machmir and strict like them as well. Yimloi huskuk b'Gemara Paiskim. What happens if this discussion is not mentioned in the Gemara and Paiskim? Even though it is mentioned in Kabbalah, we can't force the person to be noig like this. Why? Because it's not mentioned in the Gemara and the Paiskim. A din that's not mentioned the other way around in the Shas and Paiskim, then if it's not in the Gemara and the Paiskim, it's not mentioned. Not like what Kabbalah says, then you should yesh leilach acher dibri Kabbalah. You should follow the Kabbalah. V'gam makim sheyesh plug the bein apayiskim dibri Kabbalah yechriya. Now, what happens if you have machlokes apayiskim, and Kabbalah says to do like one of the two? So we follow to be machriya to go according to the way Kabbalah says to do it. Then you would have a situation where you have the apayiskim and Kabbalah, and that's how we would follow. Just to review, we learned in Sif Yud that a person can speak b'diyeved, he's permitted to speak l'tzayrich tefillin for the need of tefillin, even after he already put in the shalyad, or even after he made the bracha for the shalyad, if it's l'tzayrich tefillin, if it's chalamayit, or putting on reinu tam, then even l'chadchila he can speak if it's l'tzayrich tefillin. Then we said also in Sif Yud that a person, if he hears Kaddish Kedusha, or the like, after he started putting on the tefillin shalyad, he should not answer, he should not respond, and if he does, he has to make a new bracha, but rather he should continue putting his tefillin, he should hear what they're answering, and then he'll be yoytzi like that, shemeya koina. In Sif Yud Aleph, we mentioned that after he tied the keshel shayad on his arm, the Mechaber says, don't make the krichos around your forearm. The Arizal says you should, and that is the meaning that we do. And then we also mentioned not to take out both the tefillin shel yad and shel roish at the same time, but rather first put in the shel yad, and then afterwards put on the shel roish. Then we just discussed over here the difference between we should put on both tefillin shel yad and shel roish by minug Ashkenaz standing up with the bracha and the putting it on, as well as we discussed how to understand the machlokes between Kabbalah and Paiskim and those dinim.